Me to Exodus chapter 12. Exodus chapter 12. I want us to look at the first 11 verses together. I'm glad you're here tonight. This is a great opportunity as a family to be together and to remember. Exodus chapter 12, beginning at verse 1. The Lord said to Moses and Aaron in Egypt, "This month is to be for you the first month of your year. Tell the whole community of Israel that on the 10th day of this month, each man is to take a lamb for his family, one for each household. If any household is too small for a whole lamb, they must share one with their nearest neighbor, having taken into account the number of people there are. You are to determine the amount of lamb needed in accordance with what each person will eat. The animals you choose must be year-old males without defect, and you may take them from the sheep or the goats. Take care of them until the 14th day of the month, when all the people of the community of Israel must slaughter them at twilight. Then they are to take some of the blood and put it on the sides and tops of the door frames of the houses where they eat the lambs. That same night they are to eat the meat roasted over the fire, along with bitter herbs and bread made without yeast. Do not eat the meat raw or cooked in water, but roast it over the fire, head, legs, and inner parts. Do not leave any of it till morning. If some is left till morning, you must burn it. This is how you are to eat it: with your cloak tucked into your belt, your sandals on your feet, and your staff in your hand. Eat it in haste. It is the Lord's Passover." Let's pray together. Father, before us is the truth of your word. We confess that we are easily confused. We are equally easily distracted. I pray, God, we might bring our distractions, our confused thinking, we might bring ourselves to you, and that you would straighten us out, that your word would speak to our hearts, that your Holy Spirit would cause us to take every thought captive to the mind of Christ, and that we would be changed having been in your presence. Please work on our hearts now, Holy Spirit, we pray. We need you. In Jesus' name, amen. On my desk is this little letter opener. I put it there because I think it's cool. I like the way that it looks. It's a deer antler attached to a handmade letter opener. But you see, if you ask me in my office about this letter opener, I can tell you about it. But it's cool, but that's not what's really attracted to me, is that this letter opener was made, or that it has a deer antler on it, or that it looks cool. You know what's attractive about this to me? A dear friend of mine made this for me. He's a retired surgeon. He used to live in Alabama. About 2 weeks ago, cancer snuffed his life out. He was a kind man. He took me places that I couldn't go by myself. He was a gracious man, and he was a dear friend of mine. And this serves to remind me regularly. And if you ask me, I will tell you about Dr. Bob and about how kind he was to me and about the places that he took me and about how he built his blacksmith shop on the property in Alabama before he built his house. I could tell you about the time that Jesse got to go deer hunting with me, I think for the first time, or at least one of the first times, and Dr. Bob took us to the stand and on his property. And Jesse was just there to watch and to learn. And Dr. Bob said, "If he wants to shoot, let him shoot." And I could go on and tell you about Dr. Bob. And all this does is remind me something much more memorable is found in the words of Exodus chapter 12. For it is here that God says to his children, "I want you to do this. I want you to practice this thing called the Passover. And in so doing, I want you to remember some things." God, what is it you want us to remember? Among other things, there's three brief things I want to touch on. And the first is I want you to remember the cost. Their freedom from Egypt, and thus a picture of our freedom from sin and death and hell, is costly. Did you hear the words, take care of them, in verse 6? And at the end of that verse, what does he say? The community of Israel must slaughter them. Don't let your mind stiff-arm that word. That's what it was when they sacrificed an animal. It wasn't pretty. And likewise, the cost of freedom was the life of someone else for us. And his name is Jesus. The Passover lamb, you understand, the New Testament tells us, is Jesus. I still struggle in one sense as to how the priest who arguably cut the Passover lamb in the temple at the very hour that Jesus was giving up his life on Calvary's cross, how could he not understand? Remember the cost, the slaughter. And in so remembering the Passover, we remember that Christ was sacrificed for us. You do understand that this is the Passover, in a sense, before us. It is the sacrifice of the Passover lamb, whose name is Jesus, who brought an end to the sacrificial system. Remember the cost. Second of all, it's interesting to me, as you read this passage, the people gathered in their homes, they sacrificed the lamb, the paschal lamb, meaning Passover. They sacrificed the Passover lamb, right? And then what did they do? They sat down to a meal and they feasted on the Passover lamb. And as I wrestled with that text and trying to understand, God, why wasn't it enough that they would cover the doorposts in the blood? Why wasn't it enough that they took the life of the lamb? What were you doing when you said, you must eat this? This is for your family. Take what you can eat. Don't leave any leftovers. And I think he was talking about our connection there with Christ. And the whole family participated. And there's an individual participation of family members in the paschal lamb, the Passover lamb. No less is true of our individual relationship with the living Christ. The only reason we can come to this table is, or the only way, is through faith in the living Christ. Remember your connection. Remember his cost. Remember that because of his cost, you and I can be connected to this Passover lamb. Remember that through faith in the living Christ, we are his. Remember your connection. And then what did they do? You have the sacrifice, you have the supper, and then what happens? They're set free. The death angel comes, there's mourning, and Pharaoh says, get out. And they're set free. And I thought, what a complete package. Jesus gives up his life. You and I, through faith, are connected to him. And we are set free. How were they to eat? Did you notice that in those verses? They were to eat in such a way. Look at verse 11. This is how you are to eat it, with your cloak tucked into your belt. Get your coat on, put your belt around your waist, put your shoes on, and take your walking stick. And in so doing, they were indicating that they were about to be set free. They were about to leave. So what do you remember when you celebrate the New Testament Passover, the Lord's Supper? Well, among other things, you need to remember the cost. You need to remember that Christ was slaughtered in your place and mine. You need to remember your connection, that through faith you are called His, child of God. And you need to remember that you've been set free. Just a side note, I find it interesting that there were times, even after they had been set free, that they wanted to go back to Egypt. And even a time when Egypt pursued them. It's just interesting how sometimes we are no different. You've been set free. You need to remember that. As we come to the Lamb, I want you to recognize that He begins in this chapter as He instructs the people of Israel to take a lamb. And then He refers specifically to the Lamb in verse 4. And then you get to verse 5. And He says, your lamb. Is He your lamb? Are you connected through faith in the Lord Jesus Christ? This table is for sinners saved by grace. We celebrate tonight what Jesus has done, and we remember the cost, His slaughter, the connection that we have with Christ, the supper, and being set free. Will you pray with me? Father, thank You for tonight, for the celebration of the Passover. Thank You for reminding us, for helping us to remember that the cost was the slaughter of Christ. Thank You, Jesus, for Your willingness. Lord Jesus, thank You that we, through faith, are connected. Don't fully comprehend what it means to be a brother of the living Christ, and yet such we are, joint heirs of the firstborn. Lord Jesus, thank You for connecting us through the gift of faith. Lord, tonight as we celebrate communion, may we remember the salvation that we now have, that we have indeed been set free. And may we celebrate. Yes, a dark night. And may we celebrate it with tears of joy. With heads bowed and eyes closed, would You remember with me? Would You prepare your own hearts before the Lord? He calls us to come in worthy manner. And the only way that you and I can do that is to examine ourselves. And when we examine ourselves, we see that we are sinful and in need of Christ. Let's do even as David did in Psalm 139 and search our hearts, asking God to do the searching to see if there's any wicked way or evil way within us and to lead us in His way. Scripture tells us that if we confess our sin, He is faithful and just to forgive us and cleanse us from all unrighteousness, because He already paid the price. Lord Jesus, we come to the table confessing to you our sinfulness. We come to the table boldly in the finished work of Him whom we celebrate. We come to the table remembering. Would you use these ordinary elements that we might remember, that we might commune with you, that we might feast upon your grace, and that loudly and clearly we might proclaim Jesus' death until he returns for your glory. Amen.